This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will kickstart his campaign for the Bihar Assembly elections with an interactive session with party's booth-level workers today. Mr. Modi will interact with the party workers under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot campaign. The party released first list of 71 candidates for Bihar Assembly polls yesterday. Another NDA ally, Hindustani Awam Morcha Secular, also released a list of 6 candidates. On the other hand, in the opposition, CPI-ML Liberation has released a list of 18 candidates for the state assembly elections. Meanwhile, no progress has been made on seat sharing between the Rashtriya Janata Dal and the Congress. In Rajasthan, in a tragic road accident near Jaisalmer yesterday, an AC sleeper bus caught fire, leaving 20 people dead and several injured. The incident took place around 3:30 p.m. on the Jaisalmer-Jodhpur highway. According to reports, 19 passengers were charred to death inside the bus, while one person succumbed to burned injuries during treatment. Over 50 people were on board the bus at the time of the accident. 15 passengers have been injured, many of whom have suffered severe burns of up to 70%. The injured have been admitted to Mahatma Gandhi Hospital in Jodhpur for treatment. Officials said that the bodies of the victims were badly burnt and their identities will be confirmed through DNA testing. Jaisalmer District Collector Pratap Singh has appealed to the families of missing passengers to contact the district administration. India will resume international postal services to the United States from today. In a release, the Ministry of Communications said India Post has now established a compliant mechanism for delivery duty paid processing after extensive system development and coordination with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The ministry highlighted that the new setup ensures full regulatory compliance, faster customs clearance, and seamless delivery to addressees in the U.S. without any additional duty for delay. President Draupadi Murmu has said shared cultural heritage and democratic values are the foundation of India-Mongolia relations, welcoming President of Mongolia Kurelsukh Ukna at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. President Murmu said India and Mongolia are strategic partners, third neighbours and spiritual neighbours. She said over past 25 years, India has undertaken various cultural projects in Mongolia, including the restoration of Buddhist monasteries and the reprinting of ancient manuscripts. The president also hosted a banquet in the honour of the Mongolian president. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced a new capacity-building program for Mongolia's border security forces as part of efforts to deepen cooperation between the two countries. Mr. Modi stated this in a joint press conference with the Mongolian President Kurelsukh Ukna after holding bilateral and delegation-level talks in New Delhi yesterday.
हमने आपसी साझेदारी को स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का रूप दिया था पिछले एक दशक में इस पार्टनरशिप के हर आयाम में नई गहराई आई है नया विस्तार आया है हमारा रक्षा और सुरक्षा सहयोग भी लगातार मजबूत हो रहा है ट्रेनिंग कार्यक्रमों से लेकर दूतावास में डिफेंस अटैशे की नियुक्ति तक हमने कई नई पहल की है मंगोलिया के सीमा सुरक्षा बलों के लिए भारत नए कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग प्रोग्राम भी प्रारंभ करेगा
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will hold a meeting with the Vice President of Brazil, Geraldo Alckmin, in New Delhi today. The Defence Minister of Brazil, José Múcio Monteiro Filho, will also be present during the interaction. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said that the leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations in the field of defence between the two countries. In the ICC Women's ODI World Cup, rain disrupted the match between Sri Lanka and New Zealand at Ard Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. The match was abandoned before the second innings, forcing both teams to share a point each. Earlier, Sri Lanka won the toss and batting first set a target of 259 runs before New Zealand. They scored 258 for 6 in stipulated 50 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.